Hello and welcome to the KE Report. I'm your host, Shad Markowitz, and I'm speaking today with Ian McGavney, COO of Calibre Resources, traded on the TSXV under the ticker CBI and on the OTC markets under the ticker CRUCF. Ian, it's always great having you on the show just to get us up to date on what's going on with all the exploration on the different properties you have at Calibre Resources. You guys put out a press release just earlier this week on April the 26th, and that is that at your Pilar project, your partners, Tocvan Ventures, drilled 106 meters of 0.8 grams per ton gold and 3 grams per ton silver, including an intercept that had 9.4 meters of 7.6 grams per ton gold and 5 grams per ton silver. Again, Tocvan continues to hit on their drilling there. Bring us up to date on what's going on at Pilar and just the success they're having with the drill bit.
Well, thank you very much for having me back. I do appreciate it, Chad. As you said, on the 26th, they have announced, or we announced, a significant intercept in the main zone. And that was to piggyback on another release that had come out about 2 weeks prior, since we last chatted, where another 116.9 meters of 1.2 grams a ton, along with some high grade veining in the middle of 10.2 meters of 12 grams. So what they've been rolling along and doing is expanding the main zone, expanding it not only to the to a long trend, but also they've been widening as well. So they've now been able to identify an area, roughly 200 meters wide or so, and about 450 with some not only the high grade, which really makes it an interesting target from a near term mining target, but just really starting to be able to prove their theory that they've certainly been hitting with their new exploration model. And it would seem that they're really doing a great job at proving that, and to continue to do that along trend and at depth, because it's open in both directions.
Well, one thing that sticks out to me, Ian, is that these are pretty wide intercepts. I mean, over 100 meters each. And so that speaks to the continuity of the deposit. But there's also these high grade intercepts inside of that. So how are they, and how are you guys looking at it to rectify that? Does that just make it even more economic that there's these high grade hits within these long intercepts of mineralization?
Bingo. So the high grade may point us in a direction as to where we would start, but the lower grade halo is still extremely profitable on the back of the envelope for Mexico. The grade in these types of deposits in Mexico is about 0.25. So these mineralized envelopes, you can imagine that 10 meters of 12 grams and 9 meters of 7.6 are extremely attractive. So it gives an opportunity to sort of high grade as you're building your mine. It would certainly finance the expansion, and there certainly wouldn't lose money producing the rest of it as well.
Okay. And I also note that one of the comments from the news release was that this is the furthest mineralization recorded to the southwest. So you're expanding the main zone there. Do you think this thing continues to the southwest, and will they be doing further step outs to test that?
Soil samples and chip samples would indicate that that is the case. In addition to that main zone expansion, there is also an indication that there's a potential parallel zone that they've called the 4T trend. And the four trench trend. And so if there's a real opportunity to, that there's maybe a second main zone style deposit within the same general area. So they have done some drilling in this phase three that they've now completed, that we're expecting four more holes, and there'll be some testing of this four trench zone, as well as an area that sort of fills the gap between the two, or partially fills the gap between the two. So fully anticipate that it should expand to the southeast and at depth. There's another kilometer roughly along trend that is within the claim. So, just getting started, really. They're moving forward quickly. I do expect that they, will go to an initial 43-101 resource of some sort over the next 12 months or so. But I think that it will also continue to expand over time.
Well, that's pretty exciting about the 4T trend, a parallel zone. And yeah, I know we're still waiting on four holes from this third phase of drilling. I guess just remind people, it's a five-phase drilling program, correct, Ian? And then you think maybe at the end of that, they would do the resource?
They've been indicated to us that they would be doing a total of 5,000 meters prior to the end of June. And so it's, having completed what they have so far, we think that there's probably another program to be done in the fairly near term. So, they're not done yet. And after that, I think that they'll probably take a bit of a pause and start to take some of these numbers from the back of the envelope and proceed on a 43-101 style report.
Okay. And then any other takeaways that you want people to know about the Pillar project? I mean, it may be nice just to review what the joint venture agreement is with your partners, TalkBand Ventures.
Sure. So at this point, they're in year three of a five-year agreement to earn 51% of the project. I think that they're ahead of schedule on the expenditures that we had agreed to as part of the agreement. You know, at the end of the agreement, they do have an opportunity to purchase the additional 49% of us for another $2 million cash and more, and a royalty on the project as well. We are receiving cash and shares in TalkFan as we go as well. So we, at the end of the day, for our shareholders, we'll be significant shareholders of the, you know, should they buy us out on at the end of the day, we have another $2 million in the tank, a 2% royalty and shares in their company as well. So we're in good shape. Our shareholders are going to be well rewarded for this project.
Yeah, either way it goes. Even if you keep the JV interest or if you get the royalty, the shares and the cash, those are all good things for Kolibri shareholders. So we'll keep following along on that one, Ian. But let's shift projects. You had another press release out this week, so you guys are really putting out the news. And this one's at your Diamante project where your partner Silver Spruce has been doing some work. And there were some pretty high-grade samples that came from this press release, 51.5 grams per ton gold and 2,270 grams per ton silver at the Diamante Gold and Silver Project. And this is kind of following up on some previous samples. And just for people that maybe aren't familiar with this project, just bring us up to date on this, Ian. What kind of work is being done on the ground there?
The work being done right now or up to this point has been a follow-up mapping program. When we initially purchased the project or optioned the project in early last year, most of the work had been historic. We had based a lot of, you know, we had done based our decisions based off of work that had been done by credible people prior to us. So a lot of work needed to be done to follow up. More understanding of the structures needed to be gathered. The style of mineralization needed to be confirmed, azimuth dips, etc. As we were doing that work over the last few months, the you know, samples were being taken at the same time. And what we've been able to do is not only confirm historical information, and these samples are very coincident with the, you know, they line up with the historical grab samples that have been taken at the property, but we've also been able to expand maybe some of the area where we've been finding some of this better grade. What's been interesting is not only is there, it's the polymetallic style. There's several different types of mineralization on the property, and we'll be following up with that on a drill program in the near term as well. So not only is there gold and silver, but there's, you know, high percentages in many samples of lead and zinc and copper as well.
Yeah, I was noting that there's 42% lead, 22.9% zinc, 3% copper on some of those samples on the base metal side. And it looks like you've got a number of different targets. It's saying, you know, that you have about eight target areas on one to two concessions. But when I look at the target list, it looks like a lot more than eight. So is there kind of a batting order that you'd like to hit some of these targets if you did get on the ground with the drill eventually?
Yes, so absolutely. There are some areas that have some more clustering of better grades. And so those areas will be, you know, targeted first. I would think that the higher priority areas, they're actually more some of the more easily accessible areas of the property as well. There will be some, the initial program that we're putting together will be for about 2,000 meters of drilling. And so we would probably focus that 2,000 meters on four or maybe five of those eight targets that you pointed out.
Okay. And I'm sure people will wonder, Ian, when do you think that a drill program like that could kick off? I know that there's probably some work you would need to do to get everything ready and to get the drill pads ready, but when would you anticipate getting those 2,000 meters started?
Well, it's our expectation that there is, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks of preparations, pad preparation that needs to be done in order to proceed. We're fully permitted, we're financed, we're you know, just selecting the final targets as we speak. So I would think that there should be some news coming down the pipe over the next few weeks that would announce that we've, you know, begun the work. That and it will, at that point we'll give who's been selected to drill. We'll just say who, you know, which areas that we'll be drilling and the meters that we anticipate to drill in each of those spots.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely keep following along, and I'm sure investors will want to keep tabs on that drill program at Diamante as it gets up and running. One other project I think we should probably mention, and that's your flagship Evelyn project. I know that there's still some drilling ongoing and you're still working on that program. What can you tell us what's happening there over the next few months at the Evelyn project?
So the Evelyn is just a recap in the process of completing a two-phase 10,000 meter program, a minimum 10,000 meter program. The phase one of the two phases should complete in the next 2 weeks, and unless there's any sort of breakdowns or things. And then from there, we should start to see the news flow come about a month and a half after that, with results and interpretations of the samples that we've been taking on the property. So we've been testing in several different areas on the project to confirm and to explore either known targets or with historical surface success, as well as some targets that were simply brought to light because of geophysics, magnetic IP type of targets as well. There should be some interesting things to see, I hope.
Okay. Well, then, Ian, just to summarize on the three projects, let's say over the next few months, what are the main news events that you want investors to focus on, or the main takeaways you want investors to get from these different projects?
Well, as you point out, or as you can see here, we have, you know, five active different projects in all in Sonora. So not only will the flagship Evelyn be a source of news for, you know, 3, 4, 5 months to come, I expect, from phase one and going into phase two, the Pilar additional exploration and drilling over the next few months as well. And then with the Diamante project and the 2,000 meters from the 4 or 5 different areas that we'll be drilling over the next, you know, 1, 2, 3 months, we would anticipate that would generate some consistent news flow for our shareholders with the attempt of continuing to drive shareholder value, which is our goal. And then finally, over the next 2, 3 months as well, upon subsequent to the completion of the drilling at Diamante, we anticipate some additional work, trench work in preparation for another drilling program later this fall at the Jackie. So we have a very busy year, and we're looking forward to the months to come. We're fully financed. We do have the cash in the till, and we have also additional marketable securities. So we're back. We're working with our partners on the exploration work, and we're very busy, but we're more than excited for ourselves and for our shareholders. We really do think that we're going to be generating some increases in value over the few months, and so people will not have to wait all that long between releases.
That is good news, Ian. You're cashed up. You're drilling multiple projects. You've got two partners working on their projects. You're working on your flagship. Lots going on with this company for investors to keep following along with, and we will keep following along here at the KE Report. Ian, it's always great having you on the show. And if investors have any questions for Ian on Calibre Resources, please email us at either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we'll get those questions answered. Ian, have a great rest of the week, and keep us posted as more news hits the wires.
Thanks very much, Shad. Enjoy.